Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. BetOnline is your number one source for all your championship finals info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and the latest matchup reports for this year's NBA and Stanley Cup Finals. BetOnline is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your insider sports wagering needs, from basketball and hockey to the MLB, UFC, and boxing. The fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your home. Get into the action today. Head to the website or use your mobile device to join, and be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, that spells BELIEVE, to receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by my co-host, former UCLA linebacker Josh Woods. Josh, what's going on, man?
You know, enjoying beautiful British Columbia, you know, ready for the season to kick off.
Did y'all win?
The preseason game?
Yes.
Yeah, we won.
Okay.
Last second.
How did you do?
Game-winning field goal.
And how did you do?
I did good.
Okay.
Probably played about, in total, probably like a quarter and a half.
Okay.
Had like three special teams tackles. And then when I was in at linebacker, I had a few tackles, but I didn't get much action. When I was in, we were still up. And then when we put in after that, the other team kind of came back. But then we had a game-winning field goal off the clock. And we played them first game. Yeah, season opener on CBS Sports.
CBS, okay. On what day?
Thursday.
Okay, that's what I'm probably going to be doing on Thursday then. Actually, that's not the only thing I'm going to be doing on Thursday. I'm going to be down bad on Thursday, so I'll probably have all the time in the world to watch your game because I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out. I had my top ones taken out, or the bottom one, whichever one, but I'm getting the other two taken out. And it's like, it's cool because they'll numb my mouth. So I'm like, okay with all that. Like, that's fine. Even though they said they'll give me laughing gas or put me to sleep, but I don't know how I feel about being put to sleep or the laughing gas. Cause then someone has to drive you home. You're going to be saying something outrageous. So I'll pass on that. But
I mean, they put me on the gas and I was perfectly fine. Like the only thing, my mouth was like so numb.
Yeah.
That my mouth was full of blood and I didn't know. And my dad, I could have drove, but my dad drove me home and I went to talk and it was just like a pool of blood just left my mouth.
Yes.
It was all over me. But other than that, like my swelling was down in about a day. Like I could. It was just that first day was a lot. But why did they not just take out all four at one time for you?
Probably like because of insurance or something, you know, just another reason for them to get you to come back or whatever. But I mean, it's funny because you mentioned because you had just gotten your, I don't know, if, I think we talked about it. You got your wisdom teeth taken out like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like not, we haven't done that many episodes since you got it done. And I was impressed with the swelling. There was like no swelling by the time I saw you again. But I swear I had swelling for like 2 weeks the last time I did it. At least it felt that way. But kind of like what you said, I walked out of the office. There's like people in the lobby and I'm like, all right, whatever. It's cool. Like I'm all numbed up. So I'm just thinking I'm normal. I'm fine. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go run to the restroom because I need to like spin the sink or something. I look like I got beat up. And I'm like, damn, these people out here looking at me like I'm all busted. Like literally, like I look busted. And I was like, damn. And then you had to go to the pharmacy after. So again, more people looking at you busted. I'm like, damn. So not
looking. And like, especially the ones that have, yeah, it depends on your reaction to it. I guess, you know, God loves me and took care of me.
I guess if you,
I didn't have no, I didn't have any bruising. Like you've seen me, like I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, cause I had forgot. I was like, did you get your wisdom teeth taken out? Like, I was like, heck no.
You must the people that have pro. Like the stay swollen, the discoloration, all that. I was,
oh, I damn, you know, I didn't get no discoloration. I had to do that's
the,
crazy.
I had to do the TikTok research before. And I've seen people's posting theirs, and I'm like, dang, man, I was preparing for the worst. Like, okay,
so you got all four taken out?
I got three taken out. I don't have a fourth one. I had the bottoms and my top left. I do not have one on the top right.
You never had a fourth one.
There was not one in there. No.
God really does love you. Something. Yeah, you blessed. Yeah, jeez. I can't with you. How do you have three wisdom teeth? Anyways, we're here to talk about UCLA football, and that's what we're going to do. We'll start it off real quick. They did have a new commit. So now UCLA is up to six hard commits, so six verbal commitments. Five of them are three stars, including the latest from Park City, Utah, Blake. Hold on. I got the name here. It is Blake Tabarachi. He's a linebacker. He is 6'2", 210. And yeah, three star. So that leads into a conversation I want to have with you, Josh. So they got 5 3 stars and 1 4 star. The 4 star is Hawkins. But they're going to the Big Ten next year. At what point do you need a... Does there need to be a sense of urgency? And I'm not like, knocking any of the guys that have already committed. It's not about them. But this has just been the trend. It's been a lot of 3-star guys. And, I mean, it works for UCLA. But at what point? I mean, they got Dante Moore last year, 5-star guy. But, I mean, you got to get at least one 5-star guy or another 4-star guy in this class because you're going to the Big Ten. You need some young depth talent that's like, I don't want to say that's more talented because the star means nothing once you get there, but something, I don't know. I don't know. What are your thoughts on, do they need to aim a little higher or is there something more they can do to kind of bring in some more people or entice? I don't know if entice is the right word. Entice people to come and at least take a visit, like to at least get on the radar with some more of these guys.
To me, it's not about, you know, the stars of what you get to commit. It's you know, who you develop and who you're able to make into a better player. I've seen a lot of 5-stars come and go.
You sure have.
Yes, you have. And a lot, I mean, yeah. And like, once you get there, the stars don't matter. But I've seen a lot of 5-stars come and go. And with everything that comes with having a 5-star, a guy that is expected to do X, Y, and Z, expected to, you know, start right away, be the best right away. And then that kid doesn't, you know, exceed those expectations. And then it's like a disappointment. And then I've seen a lot of 3-star guys, even no star guys. Think about yeah. In the past decade or just the past since Chip Kelly's came, the no star walk-on kids that are now in the NFL Chip Kelly with Greg, a low star or yeah. Greg Dulcich, with Ethan Vernia.
Yeah.
I'm saying like even Josh Kelly.
Yeah.
Low star, you know what I'm saying? Josh Kelly wasn't a five-star, but he'll go down as arguably a top 10 running back UCLA history and, you know, an NFL guy. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's not about that. One thing I would say, you need to recruit size, because that's one thing you can't coach, you can't teach.
Yeah.
Especially going to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. A lot of running the ball. Though, like, that's the thing where, yeah, those, there's some requirements that need to kind of be met going forward. But I wouldn't worry about, you know,
that's true.
There's the stars right away. Like, it's honestly, I think one of the biggest things is bringing in guys that work hard and will buy in.
Yeah.
I'm taking a hardworking, bought in 3-star kid over a 5-star kid that's going to be a hassle on and off the field, you know, a head case or X, Y, Z problems. Of course, in the perfect reality, you want a 5-star kid that's ready to go in the NFL. It's going to be, you know, you want Darnay Holmes.
Right.
Like, if you can get a 5-star Darnay Holmes that's ready to lock and load, of course, by any means. But I'm saying, like, you can't rule out a class because, or rule out a player because they didn't get ranked the highest. Maybe they come from smaller, you know, area.
Or they do a lot of camps.
Yeah, there's certain things that where, like, maybe he's a multi-sport guy that, like, just, you know, hasn't put his all into football yet. It's a 3-star. The coaches know that. Kind of they're slept on, you know, like that. Like, even for me, like, I didn't play my junior year, and then coaches started seeing me. I got offers towards the end of my junior year, and they wanted – the coaches were on me, like, the coaches that knew about me were kind of on me heavier to commit and, like, you know,
get on me
early. So that way I committed, I'm not getting other offers. So, like, I think by the end, 247 had me at like 4.
Yeah.
But it's like,
did. I looked you
maybe,
up.
maybe it's like, if I wasn't committed and I'm getting more offers, then I get raised to maybe a 5-star or something like that. So it's like, certain kids are in certain situations and some coaches want them to be a 3-4, like a gym, you know, like, let's not let these other schools find out about them. Like, let's try to keep this on the wraps. And then when they get there, develop them into a star and be one of our guys. So I don't think the, you know, Pac-12 or not Pac-12, any of the Bruin fans should be worried about the stars of the class. We just need to hope that they bring in the right people for the program that are going to help excel, you know, the program when we go to the Big Ten.
No, I mean, that's a good point. And I kind of thought about that. And then I was like, well, whatever they don't get or whatever they may need right away, they're going to get in the transfer portal. And I think if anything, being in the Big Ten will benefit them, because if guys want to take that next step up from whatever program they may have been at, or maybe they're a bounce back from another Big Ten, they're going to want to play in the Big Ten or play at a Big Ten level. So they'll probably continue to get guys. But it, you know, I think they do kind of use some of the recruiting as let's just see who we can get and develop. Which, as you were talking, brought to mind, I don't remember what Duke Clemens' star rating was. I don't really know. I don't remember. But they put out a strength and conditioning video, like talking to Keith Belton, the strength and conditioning coach, more or less. And they kind of, like, you know, it was like a 10-minute video of the weight room, talking to the different, you know, different trainers and stuff, which was kind of, or conditioning coaches, whatever they're called, which I thought was interesting. And you probably wouldn't know any of them. I don't think any of the same guys were there when you were there, but it was just kind of interesting because Duke kind of was talking and he was saying, you know, he said at high school, they kind of teach you more or less the fundamentals, or they just want you to get bigger. But when you get to the next level, you know, there's more strategy behind it. There's more resources, more or less. And he said going to UCLA, he wanted to go to a program that was going to be beneficial to him and help him get to where he wanted to be. And he had high expectations. And he said that UCLA even kind of went beyond the expectations of what he was expecting when he committed. So he's one of the interesting ones, and it stood out to me because I remember the development from him. I think my first year covering the team, he started as a freshman.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And him and Sean Ryan, and I'm like, is this a good idea? I mean, I didn't know any better, but I was like, is this a good idea? Like, is this, you know, like, is this the best they have right now? Or I don't know if there was injuries, or there might have been injuries, but I didn't know what the deal was. And I'm like, Duke's kind of small. I wasn't going to say like he wasn't any bigger than I was, but, or I wasn't any bigger than he was, but I kind of remember like seeing him in the elevator and I was like, damn, that's an offensive lineman. I'm like, he don't look that big, but he's kind of come into his own over the years. So it's pretty impressive. And I think, again, a good example of a guy you can, you know, you could talk about DTR and some of the other guys, John Gaines, Mafi as well. Guys who weren't necessarily, well, I guess DTR was a 4-star, but you know, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get until they get on the field. And it's not what they do in the first year, which I think is part of my thinking was it would be good to get a 5-star guy who also understands he doesn't need to play right away. But I think that defeats the whole purpose of the 5-star guys. They want to play right away. So I don't know. It was just kind of something I went back and forth in my head about. And I'm like, I guess it, because I was wondering like, okay, they're getting these 3-star guys. You'll get the occasional 2 or 3 4-star guys. But I'm like, I guess I'm just curious to see what it's going to be like once they're in the Big Ten. Like, does that strategy change, or does just the personnel or the people who are interested in UCLA, does that kind of begin to change? So I think that's where my curiosity kind of came from. But I don't know. I think he has some good points there. Anything else on that before we kind of move on to some other stuff?
I mean, when a kid's picking a school, like Duke said, like that's one of the most important things is where will you be developed, and like if you have aspirations of getting to the next level and playing professionally, that's one of the things that you want to key in on is like who's gonna make me better, who's gonna, you know, get me bigger, faster, stronger, better on my position, like where am I gonna get challenged mentally, you know, all those types of things. So I think that's, you know, one of the good things about Chip's program. It's like they're not trying to, other than like the portal guys, but even the portal guys, it's like not like how you come in is how you're gonna leave, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, how can we bring this guy in and make him better when he leaves? And I think we have seen that over the years, and that's, you know, part of Chip's they call it the Chip's program, is just like getting the boys better.
I thought it was interesting too, actually, from that video that I mentioned, from the strength and conditioning coach, and you can find the video. I'll try and put it in the description for you guys to find the link for it. But it was also on the Twitter account and the YouTube page for the official UCLA football page, or accounts. But one of the trainers or conditioning coaches had said, you know, we want to make sure the guys are not only strong, but they continue to stay healthy. And if there's a soft tissue issue or anything like that, that we can kind of stay on top of it before stuff like that. comes about, and it made me remember, like realize and remember, they really didn't have a whole lot of injuries last year. Like if I'm trying to recruit or whatever, I'm kind of mentioning that maybe, like, you know, we have such a good program, because I mean, kind of, it's like maybe it was just luck, but at the same time, I'm like, they have a good program. They're all about that sports science enough to where I think it kind of showed, because there really were no injuries. DTR was fairly healthy. We talked about Charbonnet when he missed games. I think he was just kind of sitting some of those out, just for whatever the reason was. Not that it was a bad thing on his part, but just for his future, I guess. But there really weren't any injuries where, like, Josh, some of your seasons, like some of the guys you played with. I mean, you guys gonna catch a break.
Every year it was starters on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. It didn't matter. Starters. Yeah, we had missing starters that definitely impacted UCLA's chances of winning Pac-12 championships.
And I mean, it showed. They were a 9-win team. Like, I think the bowl game was like 3 or 4 points away. It could have been a 10-win season easily. So a healthy season. I mean, it shows they're getting the guys, and we're at this point where it's not a lot of the guys that were recruited by Mora at this point. You're just getting Chip Kelly guys at this point. So I don't know. Just something that came to mind, something that I thought was interesting. But another thing that I thought was interesting, I shared the video with you just to make sure you saw it. You said you had seen it before. Apparently, LSU has air conditioning helmets. I'm like, this is kind of I think it's kind of ridiculous, but I'm also jealous because I remember the hot summer days. I remember Hell Week for high school football, and just sitting there, like, you know, the helmet is too tight. That cushion that's on your forehead is like pressing up against your head. We kind of got the soft cushion. We call them the DNA helmets, I think, like my senior year. So those were kind of nice. But I mean, are the guys getting kind of soft now? Like, air conditioning helmet, really?
It is pretty crazy. I definitely sent that to our equipment staff immediately. yeah. But I mean, like, of course that would help a little bit, but there are certain, like, I guess depends where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I mean, if you're in Arizona, maybe, yeah.
Technology, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's just the direction we're going in.
I'm just looking at the helmet, like, it's not any bigger. But, like, where are you fitting in the air conditioning unit?
Nah, so I watched the video on it, and you actually have, like, gaps between the pads and helmets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you kind of just, like, take those pads out, put the units in both sides, and then put the pads back on it.
Yeah.
And there's like there's certain degree, like, tunnel things that you clip on that, like, where the arrow will be shooting.
So you saw a different video than the one I sent you?
I saw that video, and then I clicked on the company that's making them.
Oh, okay.
They're honestly not even, like, crazy expensive. And then it's like, I think they have like 5-hour battery life.
Right. Like, so, like, a whole game, enough to get you to a whole game. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, they don't add any bulk to the helmet.
Nope.
They don't look that heavy. Like, yeah. So, like, I think you can put it in almost any helmet.
I thought it was pretty interesting just because, like, the guys were kind of skeptical. The LSU players are kind of skeptical about it before they put it on. They're like, what are you talking about, bro? Or let me try it. And then, like, immediately they're like, oh, dang. So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting. I'll share a link for that one if you guys didn't see that video too. But, I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I just had flashbacks, like, looking at that. I'm like, man.
It was like, when it's hot, I was thinking, like, if we had those in San Bernardino 2 days, like, yeah, I guess it would help. Yeah. It would help a little bit, but, like, when it's hot, yo, the rest of your body gonna still be hot. Like, your cleats,
yeah,
they need to figure out how to put air conditioners in cleats, because that turf be cooking.
Yeah,
but, like, when that sun's directly on you, like, of course it's gonna help a little bit, but, like, the rest of your body is still gonna be burning in the sun.
That's true. Nah, that's a good point. I'm trying to think. I had something else for you. Oh, they also had the Elite Prospect Camp at UCLA. Again, I'm sure they showed all the guys the weight room and different things, different parts of the facility. But can you tell me a little bit more about this Elite Prospect Camp? I know they had it, I think every hour or so was based on certain grades. And it kind of, I guess, there were some others. I think the University of Redlands was there, and maybe like San Jose State or somebody. But some of the other schools were there, and it gives you a chance to, I guess, look at a lot of people. I would have gone to it, but part of the reason why I didn't go is because I'm like, I wouldn't even know what I was looking at, because like, I don't know any of the kids. I don't know, you know, they don't have like big name tags or anything on. So I don't know, but what are your experiences with those? And did you ever participate in one?
I mean, that camp is pretty much how I got my offer from UCLA. Like Coach Mee had came to my school, and I've told you that about that. Like,
yep.
As soon as they saw me, they were trying to, he was comparing me to Anthony Barr, and then he brought Coach Obrick and all that. And because I hadn't played, they were like, we want you to come to our elite camp. And pretty much like I feel like every program has these elite camps where pretty much you know, it's a chance for coaches to get one-on-one time with you through hands-on with you, not one-on-one, hands-on time with you. And for you to invite like coaches to invite who they want to see, but also it gives a chance for people to just show up and pretty much try out for coaches too. I think majority of them, you kind of do combine stuff. Like you'll probably run a 40, yeah, you know, height, weight, maybe broad, you know, vertical, broad jump, L cone, shuttle. Like, so you get some numbers. And then you'll have position work, usually like one-on-ones. I remember my year, there was also like 7-on-7. And at the time, I think Bolu went, and another running back that we had committed, but he ended up going to another school. But Bolu and another running back that we had committed were at that camp. So for majority, I was getting called to like the front of line, do one-on-ones with them like every single time. So that was like, of course, that helped me a little bit, you know, and that. But yeah, I think those camps are, you know, you always find some diamonds in the rough. You also get to see some guys come out. I remember like even mine, Caleb Kelly, who ended up going to Oklahoma, had came down from Fresno. One camp, Shador Sanders was out there throwing like,
oh, really?
Usually it's like you have some guys there. And for me, especially after I got to UCLA, that was also a chance for me to make money, because they let us like a select few players coach every year. Right. So every year I would help coach. So I would run an indie drill, you know, giving guys pointers, because when I was there, those guys were EK, Eric Kendricks was one of them. Jayon Brown was one of them. Like they, like players have helped. Like, this is a known thing. And I tried to do it when I came on.
Yep.
And then one year the linebacker spots were taken. So I had to help Coach Sage with the tight ends, which is very different. But like from guarding a tight end and like being close friends with Caleb Wilson, it helped me. Like, I could give tight ends tips and coach, like, you know what I'm saying? Like my knowledge of football could help do that. But yeah, those are always fun. And you usually, like, it's always, you get one or two, you know, kids end up getting, you know, offered and signed through those camps. So we'll see who they offer that went, or they, who they also could get committed.
They offered like at least like three or four guys who put it out on Twitter. But okay, so did you got offered like the same day as that camp, or like after the fact?
They told, like, Coach Mora and Coach Obrick told me, like, yeah, we love you. Like, we can't. Mm. Like, they didn't offer me that day. Like, they called me, like, the next day.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't know if it was a certain, I don't know if it was a certain violation then, but they yeah, like, they told me, like, yeah.
You kind of left there, like, with some confidence that you were going to get something from them.
Yeah, they were sold. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Yeah, because I mean, I keep seeing these pictures and I was like, maybe I should have gone. And they said like the parking structure wall, one of the reporters was there that I know, because he kind of covers some of the recruiting stuff more so than I do. But he was like, yeah, the wall was full, like the parking structure, like people were looking over. He's like, it was more full than any spring practice or anything. I'm like, I would have went just for that, just to see like people.
I mean,
there.
Because think about it, every kid's parents is there. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's open to anybody that signs up. So it's kind of like,
is it? I thought you had to like be invited.
Oh, maybe. Oh, okay. Maybe there are some that are more private than others.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there are, I think there are always ones that you can like pay to just
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's like there are sometimes it can be a cash grab, but
I mean, it, I'm going to say
it, like it
was
because they're always. Yeah. Because they also have, like you said, other coaches. So like,
yeah, right.
Other
right,
schools
right.
are. Yeah. Other schools are always there, too. So
it would have been pretty open, I would imagine, because of that. Yeah. But it would show up. It would show up $60 cash only. And I think you got like a. It was kind of interesting because they all got their jerseys and their numbers. So it was pretty cool. But I'm just like, to me, the thing is, when I was in high school, we didn't really know camps like that were accessible or you can go to those, you know. And I've seen one guy tags me. He's like, oh, yeah, I was at the camp. He said he went there, but he also was going to the TCU one. So I'm sure part of it is like, how much money are you willing to spend or invest in your summer to go to these? And then also the traveling commitment to different ones. So I'm sure people, the local guys are going to hit the local one and maybe take one out of state trip or something like that. But
yeah, I think going to my senior year, the ones that I was supposed to go to, I was supposed to go to one of them in up at Stanford, but it was padded. And my high school head coach, Coach Tim Salter, told me I couldn't go because he had one of his players in the past had went to a padded one, and you have guys that show up that like
they try to show out
particularly, yeah, oh. And aren't really good or like you know, and just are just trying really hard like to get it like and right. Like kids have gotten hurt in those situations because it's like not like it's in a, you know,
right,
you're not the best of the best or like only whatever, so
yeah.
And then I remember ASU used to have a camp at Upland. So like that one was, I just had to show up. I had to show up that day because they had
a camp at Upland.
Yes, and it's crazy because all the SU staff, Graham's staff was there, and Norvell, is it Norvell?
Mike Norvell,
Who coaches now at Florida State? Are you still there?
Mm-hmm. I think so. No. He was at Memphis, and then he was probably Memphis when you were there, maybe. But then he was he's at Florida State now. Yeah.
So he was the offensive coordinator at the time. Okay. And I was still, you know, Upland, I was still playing running back. And he kept asking me to go to be with the backs and like wanted me really like to go play running back. And I was just like, Coach, I'm barely here just for these linebacker drills. Like,
I wasn't even gonna show up.
I was like, yeah, my coach said I had to come, or else I don't know, I probably wouldn't have, but
he crossed you off the list for sure.
I mean, they were showing love after that, but okay. Yeah, he really wanted. It's cool to see how far he went, and it's like, dang, he wanted me a running back.
Well, like, that's the interesting thing I'm learning with some of these guys, or like, you start like hearing people's coaching history and all this, and they're like, you know, like, it's interesting to see how many people like were from Mike Leach's coaching tree and stuff. And so, one of the things that I try to pay attention to with a lot of the names at UCLA now is like, how many of these guys, like Jerry Neuheisel, was obviously one that I'm gonna remember because his dad was a head coach. But like Deshaun Foster, like, is he gonna become a head coach somewhere? Is Jerry Neuheisel gonna become a coach somewhere? And like, watching it kind of branch out, like in a couple years, right? It's like you don't think anything of it. You just think, oh yeah, that he's just a receivers coach. But like, everyone kind of moves up, or everyone has their own journey. So it's kind of interesting.
And kind of like the crossing of trees, because it's like, do you coach Foster? Like, do you count him from the Jim Mora tree, or the Chip Kelly, or Cliffsbury tree when he was at, because he was at Texas Tech.
Oh, really? As a coach?
Yeah, he was a running backs coach at Texas Tech when Pat Mahomes was there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So I'm saying coaches be getting around, you know, and there's relationships that coaches like have that like you wouldn't know. And then they join the staff and then you're like, how? And then there's a connection. And then so-and-so coach, you know, with this guy who's friends with this other coach. And then that's how we had Coach Kafusi last year. It was through because he wasn't really you know, hadn't coached with Chip before and was kind of the new guy, but he was referenced by somebody else. And then he came, you know what I'm saying? So it's
it's like a job. It's like a job and you give references.
The network. The network is there.
And even with these, like, there's different coaching conventions and workshops and stuff, and they all meet each other there. And, you know, everyone kind of knows everybody. I mean, Chip talks about it all the time. Like, oh, yeah, I call, you know, Justin Wilcox or David Shaw. And, you know, anytime he wants to talk about someone who's coming from the portal, he calls their coach. So he knows, like, everybody, apparently. But I don't know. So that was kind of interesting. Hey, everybody, just wanted to take a quick break to remind you guys that the football season is right around the corner. And when you're headed out to the Rose Bowl, what better shirt to wear than a Believe in UCLA football podcast shirt? By doing that, you're going out, you're going to the game, you're supporting your team, and you're supporting your favorite podcast at the same time. Some of the proceeds go back to the podcast and help support the content and the different things that we have planned going forward. So what better way to, again, support your team and your favorite podcast than by picking up the shirts? Now, where can you find these shirts? They're available at the Believe Network store. And we made it very easy for you. Scroll down on this podcast. Check out the description. I got two links there for you for two different shirts. Make sure you check them out. Find the one that's right for you. And hopefully, I see you wearing them out at the game. I'd love to see you wear them. Another thing, I don't know if we talked about this before, but it came to mind like yesterday. Do you remember your first start? And like, how did that, how did your first start? Like, can you tell us a story about your first start? Because I don't remember you ever really telling that before.
Well, my first game play wasn't a start. I played second, third quarter, got hurt. That was that. I was freshman year. Mm-hmm. My second year, I got my first start at Sam versus UNLV. And I mean, I had played the week before a little bit, but like that was my real like linebacker action for a whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Which was an experience. I mean, see, honestly, like I don't think about nothing. Like, I think my first start at Will was more, I had more pressure than my start at Sam, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but why though? It's just more responsibilities out on the field, or
yeah, being
who you're replacing, like, maybe.
Oh yeah, who I was replacing? I was replacing Jayon Brown.
Yeah, see, so that's that pressure in like, itself. Yeah,
and it was the A&M comeback game.
Oh yeah,
that was my first start at Will. Like first start at Sam. Like I was rotating the rest of the year and like.
So when you got your first start, you weren't like then locked in as a starter. Like you were still kind of bouncing around or rotating, like you said, with
the
whoever
spot. I was in a rotation with Cam Judge, who was a senior at the time. So, and I was still like on special teams and lot. Like
mm-hmm.
when I went to Will, it was more like I was locked. Like I wasn't coming out the field. I was right. Like, I wasn't on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was me and Kenny Young and we'd rock out the whole game. That was before, you know, with Chip Kelly and now there's like more of like a hockey style substitutions where like everybody rotates.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, if you were a starter, you were playing the entire game. Oh, like wow. Majority of time. Yeah. Like certain spots, like there was no rotating unless, you know, so I would definitely say like that one was hit different.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know if I like, ever remember, because I guess I didn't know if you had, once you started, did you continue to start or what the case was, but all right, cool, that makes sense. All right, that was just something that came to mind. Yeah, so I think that's about it. One other quick note, Jacob Sykes, the defensive tackle from, he was at UCLA last year, I believe he was only there for a year, he transferred from Harvard previously, or from Harvard to UCLA, but he re-signed with the Seahawks. So I guess he had originally signed with them as an undrafted free agent. I'm assuming maybe that's like for the mini camp. And then I don't know if what happens after that. I got to kind of fill in the dots on some of that. And, but he re-signed, they released some people, he re-signed. So he must've done some during the mini camp, but it led me to now wonder and kind of do some searching around to see who's still around, who's with teams, maybe someone's with a different team, where Bo Calvert's at, where Michael Ezeke is at. Where I've heard Jake Bobo's been impressing folks out there.
I did see that on Twitter. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to check in with that kind of stuff. And just see where the guys are at. But with that being said, we'll get on out of here. Everybody pray for me in my wisdom teeth and my adventure. And if I gotta come on here with the swollen face next week, then I'll do it. I don't care.
Hey, soft foods, no straws.
Man, that's the thing. I just got on this smoothie kick recently, and like it's already gonna be out the window. Like I bought
You could do smoothies, but you gotta just eat not it with a spoon.
Okay.
Well, it's tough, but
I might do that. Yeah, because I know I'm gonna be. I ain't gonna be eating cup of noodle. But anyways, all right, I'll get you guys out of here. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next one. Thank you, everybody. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.